This is the Jack and Sandy Show. We've been looking forward to this. This is our first meeting with Maren Walseth, who is the new NDSU women's basketball coach, and she is in the KFGO studios and making the rounds of these radio stations over here. And good to meet you, Maren.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for having me.
I heard you the other day on with Mike McFeely, and I think the girls are in good hands, okay? I just want you to know you pass the Jack Sunday test.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Okay. You're in like Flint now. So you're a Minneapolis woman?
Yep.
And Bloomington Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
College?
I went to Penn State.
Penn State. That's yep. And you have been an assistant at Penn State until now, right?
Correct.
You were in the WNBA, too?
Correct.
Right. Do you have any good lines for people who ask beautiful, tall women if they play basketball? Because I have a great one I can share with you. Because not all beautiful, tall women play basketball. My daughter is 6 feet tall and beautiful, blonde. And people used to ask her if she played basketball. And she'd look at them so sweetly, like, you're just a very nice, sweet girl. And say, no, do you play miniature golf? You could keep that one.
No, I typically don't. I have not said that. But when people are like, my, you're tall, I'm often tempted to say, my, you're short.
Well,
but that's not winning over any fans, so no, I can't
right.
say that.
Oh, that's right. Well, congratulations and to us for having you. The Penn State program, women's program, is highly respected, as has NDSU's program been. So it appears to be a pretty good fit.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited to be here, excited to get things started.
And why NDSU now?
Sure. I think that that's a fair question, and a lot of people are asking and wondering. But I actually see a lot of similarities between Penn State and NDSU, and that kind of makes it a good fit. And what I mean by that is both have very storied pasts. Both programs fell on some rough times that maybe didn't get as many wins as anybody would like. And then Coach Washington was hired at Penn State, and 7 years ago, we took over a program that, you know, was kind of on a losing streak, and we really worked hard to get them back up to national prominence, and I think that was accomplished with back-to-back-to-back Big Ten championships. So I say that in that I feel I've walked a great template coming in here to NDSU and some of the things that need to be done from on-court, recruiting, community, you know, all aspects of the program to really get them back on track.
As far as on court, what is your area of expertise?
Well, now I'm the head coach, so I kind of have to see it all over. I'm very comfortable in both offense, the defense, the guards, the forwards, and really putting a good product out on the court that the players play with confidence and enjoy, but also that the fans are wanting to come out and see because the girls are having fun and they're playing for each other.
What were you famous for as a player, your offense or defense?
probably not my athleticism so much, but I was mostly in the paint, back to the basket, probably threw a few elbows from time to time.
As you can tell, I'm pretty old, and I remember when women's athletics started coming into prominence in high school even. You know, it was really something different, and very honestly, one of the things I have enjoyed about it down through the years, the same thing I like about American Legion Baseball is that for some reason I think the women have shown more sportsmanship on the court than the men. And where do you stand on what I just said? Do the women show more sportsmanship than the men?
I think most folks who enjoy women's basketball more than men's basketball like it for the fundamentals. Things are a little bit more identifiable because we are very athletic. Women's game is very athletic, but it's not overly athletic and with lots of dunks and whatnot that a lot of folks can't identify with because, you know, they can't execute some of those moves. But winning is very important, but winning with class is very important to me.
And well, I can't help but notice how much more athletic the women athletes have become, not just bigger, and beyond the fundamentals, we're seeing some tremendous athleticism. Where's that coming from? Is that coming from the coaches, the programs, or are the girls in charge of it?
I think the game has evolved over time, you know, as you kind of alluded to, when years ago, women and girls didn't have as many opportunities. And now these young ladies are playing basketball year round, whether it's their high school team, their club team in the summer, they're playing pickup in the neighborhood or in the parks. So they're just playing a lot more, and that's fueling their competitiveness, You know, obviously their DNA has something to do with their athleticism, but also their desire to want to be in the gym and to improve and to watch, you know, watch great women's basketball on TV at a young age and want to emulate some of the things that they are seeing. You know, you go out, you try it, you fail, you try again, and you succeed.
Well, and you do have a certain advantage in coming to Fargo because this women's basketball has been and is very popular, as a matter of fact. The team gets out into the community and becomes a part of the fabric mm-hmm. of our town, and I'm mm-hmm. sure that will be continuing under the Walseth regime.
Absolutely. I think, you know, in these smaller communities, which Penn State was also in a much smaller town here than Fargo, but the community support is always great for universities, and it's of our obligation and we need to go and support those communities that support us so richly. So, the women's basketball team will be out and about.
Do you have a women's basketball coach or coaches that you look at as, if not mentors, at least idols, someone that you admire a great deal?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of people who have helped me get to where I am, coaching me as a player, being a mentor in that capacity, but also being a mentor as an assistant coach, you know, other assistants, head coaches. And I think that's very important for the growth of our game, but also for me individually as I take on this new role that I will certainly be faced with questions and situations that I have not had to face before, but being able to lean on my mentors at Penn State and across the country is something that I will be doing.
Who's that women's coach at Tennessee? Is it Tennessee who's having problems with Alzheimer's?
Coach Summit, yes. Coach Summit is fighting a fierce fight there, and Holly Warlick has taken over as the head coach at Tennessee.
Was Coach Summit able to be on the sidelines this season as she was last?
I think she was in the stands, yes.
Mm-hmm. In the stands. Well, congratulations on coming to Fargo. You're going to love it here. I hope you brought a jacket because it gets cold.
To be honest with you, the only jackets I have are blue and gray. So no, I did not bring a jacket, but I've heard that maybe the last snow has happened, or at least I'll run to Shields and buy another one.
And I think that bison green is going to look very nice on you.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to...
I think it's going to be your color.
Got any tips on recruiting?
There's always tips. It's always recruiting never dies.
Well, you know, this Sandy Buttweiler, she's not much of a basketball player, but she used to skate. Ice skate.
I'll take that into consideration.
Wait, I was a basketball cheerleader and a football cheerleader too,
and
I played the accordion. But I mean, I can do more than just skate.
You're gonna love us, and we hope you'll come back and join us.
Fantastic! Thank you for having me.
Even though it has nothing to do with me, I know that.
Coach Maren Walseth,
all about you guys.
NDSU Bison's new head women's basketball coach here on KFGO.
You didn't have to embarrass me with that whole skating thing. I mean.